Hey everybody, this is Jason Hobbs, the host of Hobbs and Friends of the OSR. I'm at GaryCon right now with my best nemesis, Julian Burnick of Spellburn. What's up, Julian?
Hello, people. I'm with the Hobbs at the GaryCon, and I have been abducted again, but we're having a lot of fun, and we're going to do something we call Spell Hobbs of the OS Burn.
Nice job. It took him about a year and a half. We've been talking about doing this, and he just came up with that, and I'm really impressed. We are recording right now from the greatest spot ever, the men's bathroom of the mezzanine. So this is the kind of show we're going to have.
And the smells are worse than the sounds.
All right, so what we're going to do is we're going to wander around. We're having the culture exchange is what we do every Saturday night. I mean, of GaryCon, I mean, not every Saturday night, because that
right.
would be awesome, but that's not
well,
what we're doing.
That would be nice.
So we're going to go around and just talk to people and see what they think of whatever they want to think of.
The cultural exchange for you non-GaryCon attendees is a bring your own local beer and trade local beers with your friends and strangers and have fun with it.
Hey, make sure you wash your hands when you're done.
And we are going to leave the bathroom for the interview segment, I will mention.
Except for one guy. He's about to walk out, and I want to talk to him quick. All right, so we found our first victim. Fortunately, we're still in the bathroom. It is no other than Greg Gillespie of Barrel Maze Fan, and the latest Kickstarter was?
Forbidden Caverns of Archaea.
I always ask him because I forget the Archaea part. What do you think, Julian?
I've heard a lot of good buzz about this thing. Not even to be the hype monster, but somebody was chewing on my ear about this. And I'm playing in Barrel Maze right now in Crypts and Things version of Barrel Maze, and I'm having a blast.
Well, so many times I've asked Julian to run a private game for us, DCC, and he always says, fuck off, Hobbs. But all it took was one time with Greg Gillespie, and he's like, yeah, man, it'll be awesome. I'd love to run it.
Actually, what I said is, who are you again?
All right, so is this your first GaryCon?
This is my second. I was here 2-3 years ago.
All right. So how does this one compare?
Oh, it compares favorably, I think. I've done the same sort of things, played in the same kind of games, just enjoying the culture and being around other gamers and learning by watching other people play and Game Master.
That's awesome, man. So how often have you been mistaken for Tim Robbins in the bathroom at GaryCon?
I have been mistaken for Tim Robbins, but not in the bathroom at GaryCon.
Oh, all right. Well, I can appreciate that. So we're only trying to talk to everyone very, very briefly. So is there anything you want to say?
People should come to GaryCon for sure, and North Texas as well.
Right.
Both are amazing conventions where you can touch base with people who play the same kind of games you do and enjoy a beer too.
And you should probably say something like how awesome Hobbs is and Julian is a doucher. Maybe. I don't know.
Absolutely.
Absolutely? Is that absolutely? You're slipping him like $50, dude.
All right, so we've drugged and bound and pulled another person into the men's bathroom at GaryCon, and it's none other than Todd McGowan, the artist extraordinaire for Weird West and Cthulhu, right? Wouldn't you say, Todd? Or?
Yeah, sure.
No? Well, he's done a lot of art for Black Powder, Black Magic, Dark Trails.
Yeah.
He just did... Crawl Thulu.
Crawl Thulu is
he's
our,
doing with John Potts.
John Potts, yeah.
Another super awesome guy.
Yeah.
Julian, do you got anything to say about Todd?
When do I get some Nowhere City art love from Todd? That's what I want to
know. Oh, okay. Well,
when he writes a check, right?
I mean,
I can write checks.
Nowhere City art. Okay.
Yeah.
Semi-Aughts and Sorcery.
Okay.
It's cool. It's a cool thing.
I love your stuff for Dark Trails. It's
all
awesome.
Right. Well, we could do that.
Yeah, all right.
I'd like to mention that Julian said that he thought he was going to like Todd McGowan because he heard he was short, but he was still taller than Julian. So that kind of fell through. I don't know.
Well, we've still got Doug.
Well, yeah, Doug is still here.
Well, we always have Doug.
All right. So what do you think? This is your first GaryCon, right?
Oh, yes. This right. is fantastic.
Hey, let's turn the other way so we can watch people walk out of the bathroom.
Because that won't be
and tell them to wash
weird
their hands.
At all.
No, it's like a theme. It's a theme for this show. All right, so...
Yo, this is my first GaryCon.
And what do you think about
first
it?
First actual con, actually. So I think it's all going to be downhill from here on in.
No, it gets better.
Does it? Oh, no,
yeah.
I don't mean... I mean, this is fantastic.
Good.
Just the community... You know, meeting all you guys, it's just a big family feeling, so I'm I'm digging it.
I appreciate it. We're always welcoming more people into the con environment to be our family that we can reunionize with at cons, right? That's why we do it, other than Julian.
The word is reunite?
No, I like to say reunize.
Reunification across the nation.
Reunification, much better than sodomification, I believe.
I'll take a reunite for 500.
On ice?
On ice.
All right, so who is like your biggest inspiration in art? Who inspired you? How's it going?
Not women.
Yeah. That's all right. Go ahead. We don't mind. All right, so we just had a woman come in.
That wasn't awkward.
In the men's bathroom trying to bust into our show, and we didn't even know her. She's like, give me that mic.
There should be more women gamers.
No, seriously.
It's all good.
Probably Mike Mignola.
All right. Nice.
Who does Hellboy.
Hellboy, yeah. I like. You're not the first person I've... But that's, I believe that, because that's your art, really, that blocky. Jez Gordon.
Jez Gordon. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Nice. All right.
Definitely Jez Gordon.
All right, so this is a short thing, and we're trying to talk to everybody here. Is there any last words before we throw you in a toilet?
Hey, Gary Con on. You know what? I might have to go have a piss now.
All right, good.
All right.
Hit to him. Thank you very much, man. All right, here we are again. We're in the men's bathroom, and we got a whole nother band of podcasters. We may have to change the name of this because I forgot what Julian named it already.
It's Glow Spell Hobbs of the OSR Burn Burn.
Double burn.
The second burn.
There's double burns here.
Can we call it Bathroom Call Classics?
Maybe. Of the OSR, I don't know. Of the OSR. All right, so if you guys didn't know, we got the Glowburn gang in here, which includes James Walls, Forrest Aguirre, and the man, the editor behind the scenes, Hector Cruz. All right.
Hector the Missile. The
Missile Cruz, yeah. Don't forget that.
That's so weak. I mean, it should be, I don't know. You should just maybe come on my show all the time and
just
let these guys.
You don't have a cool title.
That's true. Scott Hubs isn't cool. Anyway, so Forrest. Forrest is the guy who wears the fez, and I would say just the heart of Wisconsin, the best scone we know, right? Way better than all the gaming and BS people, by far.
Yes, and by far the best scone. I mean, it's kind of a no-brainer, actually.
You can tell I'm from Illinois because I didn't know you pronounced it scone. I thought it was scone. All right, so, Forrest, man, what was the best game you played at GaryCon?
At GaryCon? Honestly, it was the one I just got out of. It was
the one he was running.
No. It was Call of Cthulhu. It was Gatsby and the Great Race. And they had four tables of six people each. Each of the tables, we had all the same characters at each table, and they were all in different dimensions of space and time. And we swapped we were swapping all, it was a 6-hour game.
So I actually stalked Forrest, and I knew he was playing in this game. It's a Doctor Who game, right?
No, it was Call of Cthulhu.
Son of a biscuit. I got to do a better job of stalking.
Listen, man.
Jesus. All right, that sounds great, but this is a very short show. It's not Glowburn time. It's Hobbs time. That's
over.
Right. All right, so Hector Cruz, man. A lot of people may not even know who you are, right? I mean, the G-plus people all do and all the people in the know. Mm-hmm. But why don't you say something about yourself?
Sure. So I'm the editor for Glowburn, kind of the wizard behind the curtain, so to say.
20th level wizard.
20th level wizard. I make the magic happen, and I'm really weird, man. Like, I like editing. I think there's something wrong with me.
Podcast editing, he means.
Yeah, podcast editing.
Unless you want to start editing a zine or something, I don't know.
No. Anything visual or music or anything audio, I'm totally cool with. Otherwise, nah. Nah, I'm too illiterate.
That's awesome. Well, I thought Hector was one of the coolest dudes I knew until I met him, and then I found out he was even cooler than that. So, awesome. Thanks for coming in, Hector. All right, next we got James Walls.
Want me to take it while you make
yes.
out?
Yes. No, what? Well, okay. I thought we'd all do it together. So we got James Walls, the last person of Glowburn that we're going to talk to right now, and this guy was not coming to GaryCon.
Nope.
Until he, shot his boss and just made his wife jump in the car. All I saw was, some Twitter feed, fuck it, we're coming to GaryCon. Maybe a quick story about that, eh?
That was all Jen. So I was supposed to go to Philadelphia the last couple of days, but the weather in Philly turned bad, so it turned into conference calls. And my wife at 2 o'clock on Thursday is like, do you just want to go? And I'm like, yeah. So, she threw some crap together, got the kids a sitter for the weekend, threw us in the car, and... had some car trouble, but as of yesterday, we're at Gen Con. Gen Con. We're, yeah, I don't know where I'm at. so many beers. I'm at GaryCon.
You don't know where.
Maybe I'm at. Maybe I'm at Gen Con. I don't know.
Then did your car break down or
Game Hole Con? I don't know. You guys always make cons. You know?
Did your car break down or something
we
on the way?
Car troubled. Yeah, we had car trouble on the way. We had to ditch our car in Ohio. Like no shit. And then we ended up with a rental car. And we have that with us right now.
So, you know, if it was an actual like, game that Forrest was GMing and, you know, your character in the game said, like, I'm really going to go to this con, and then you had this foreshadowing that the car broke down, but you kept going as a player, would that be a bad move or a good move?
It's a good move. I'm here. It's like, woo, you know, cultural woo appreciation time out there. You know, the exchange is going on. I'm having a good time, man.
Awesome. All right, so this is – oh, Julian.
Important question. There's two scenarios here. Is it best wife ever, or how insufferable were you not to be at GaryCon that she just said, yes, oh, fuck it, get in the car, we're going again. I'm tired of hearing you.
Don't have her back here. She'd be better for that question than I would.
No. Probably said a bit of both.
In short, the question is, best wife ever or worst husband ever,
best,
right?
Best wife ever. Best wife ever.
Good answer.
Awesome,
good
you guys. Answer. Thank you. We got a lot of people to get through, and we really appreciate you coming in.
Wait.
Oh, boy.
How's the world's best and youngest DCC judge?
She's doing good. We just had her on FaceTime. She just had a chance to talk to David Beatty, so she's good.
Excellent.
Oh, my God. Did she wash her ears out with soap afterwards?
You know what? Some kids have, like, pictures on their wall and stuff of, like, I don't know, like, movie stars and stuff. She's all about, like, DCC judge. She loves David.
Nice. Right. Awesome. Thanks, guys. All right, we interrupt this man breasting with each other because we've got a new guest in the bathroom. Here we are, and it is none other than the man, the legend with the felt wizard hat, Mark Plord. How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
I am fantastic. I have a mic in my hand and my hand in my... No, I'm just kidding. We're in the back. Where was that going? I'm not sure.
I hope somebody's putting the flush sound effects in there all the time.
Okay, yeah, let's capture as many defecations as possible.
Yes.
Defecation appreciation on this show, that's for sure.
We're at defecation one.
All right, so...
We're taking applause by butt cheek.
All right, suddenly we have another guest that's here for the show with us. It's none other than the man, the king, Raven King, no less, right?
Raven King. Okay.
Daniel Bishop. How you doing, Daniel?
Hey, pretty good. How are you doing?
I'm great. Daniel's looking at me like, what the fuck am I doing in here? I had some short guy named Todd.
Hey, Daniel's just fucking with you.
All right, so.
Go ahead. Hope you're having a great GaryCon. We are now live, I guess, from GaryCon, which maybe you already know.
It's not actually live. We're going to record, but it would be awesome if it was, but. We're going to just do some questions.
Well, we're all alive, except for Julian, who is part of a TPK.
Yes.
As always, right?
Yes.
All right, so how's your GaryCon going, Mark?
It's going pretty well. I've had eight, I think, game sessions so far in 3 days. Pretty decent. Played every flavor of DCC I could possibly think of, except X-Crawl, sadly. That was my one miss. But
how much MCC?
Just one game, but I survived the Tomb of Horrors, so I consider it a win.
Ooh,
yes.
Very nice.
Yes. Four full hours of Jim Wambler and the Tomb of Horrors, and I didn't die once.
Nice. All right. Cool.
Did you die twice?
Nope. I died zero times.
Are you running stuff or playing stuff?
I am not running anything this year. Maybe next year. We'll see.
Very good.
Awesome. What about you, Dan? Do you have any good stories or anything about your GaryCon this year?
Well, I have mostly been running things. I did have the joy of having a TPK in Silent Nightfall where they actually triggered the nuclear explosion.
Fantastic. Was it you two douchers?
Mark might be able to tell you something about that.
It's weird how these synchronicity happens and these people come in that are just from some crazy nuclear explosion, I guess.
But don't Daniel, Judge Joseph, Mr. Bishop, don't you want to tell them about our game today?
Oh, I ran a early playtest of something called Apotheosis in Green and Gold, in which 8th level characters have an opportunity to try to become gods. And they all did without anyone dying. However, Julian managed to avoid becoming a god by failing miserably.
As only Julian could.
Well, the only other persons who failed were our porters, two porters who were named.
NPCs don't count.
Oh, come on now.
No, I can't remember the name of the zombie giant. However, the green skin with feathered humanoid, they named Hobbs.
Yes.
In fact,
that was Hobbs 2, because their initial partners were Calvin and Hobbes, but they died. And when they were able to press a native into service, they called it Hobbes 2.
Yes.
Because there was a prophecy that one of the characters would become the god of their people. So he was basically following the orders of a god. And they, instead of finding out who he was, they basically went full colonial on him and said, now your name is Hobbes.
Awesome. So you guys got any last words?
And Hobbes survived.
As Hobbes does, right? Was that Hobbes 1 or 2? Must have been 2.
2.
So,
sorry, Hobbes 2. I raised my fingers, but, you know, for a podcast, it doesn't help much.
That's because the first Hobbes was really Hobbes, and the Hobbes 2 is really John Byrd.
And Byrd will survive.
And so will Gloria Gaynor.
I love it. Thank you. All right, guys. Thank you very much. All right, we're back with our next victim, and it's none other than Paul Wolf.
No,
hey, everybody, Paul Wolf's here.
Hey,
all right,
guys, how's it going? We're in the bathroom here. I'm just taking a piss right now. So,
we caught him at the urinal.
Well, don't take one of mine. I've only got 3 left, and the convention's not over yet.
Don't cross the streams, please.
And his piss is very big, for he is a mystic bull.
Yes. That's true.
Yes, indeed. Paul, what would you like to share with us about your GaryCon experience?
Well, I got to play Barrow Maze with Greg Gillespie, which was nice.
It was awesome, other than Paul being there.
What?
I'm just kidding.
I made the game. You guys had a mule.
Excuse me, Greg made the game.
No. I'm saying, when I got there, they had a mule that was completely forgotten by the DM. I made sure he understood that the mule was outside, so the mule was immediately killed.
He was just mad because I was giving him shit because he always kills all of our animals instantly. And he was like, fuck, I better make Greg Gillespie do it too just to, you know, make
and
myself
I
look
did. And just that's the most point. Important part.
Hobbes,
I did.
How's up?
I was told I need to come in and speak with you.
All right. I'm not. All right.
I'm leaving now.
All right. So Paul Wolf is
faint of heart.
Paul Wolf has left the building.
Yes. That didn't take long.
All right.
I think he's out of the funnel.
He's going, all right, John.
No, this is being recorded. I am officially the world's okayest DM.
Congratulations. You're not the least creative player at the convention. All right, so how's your con going?
It has been absolutely amazing. For those of you that have not been to GaryCon, book your room now, or I will take
Woo!
It. Yeah.
Absolutely. Woo!
Everybody is happy here. That guy
San Dimas High School football rocks!
All right, so, what was the best game that you played while you were here?
The best game that I played was Haley Sketch's Hive of the Overmind with Mutant Crawl Classics. And hopefully that's not too terribly slurred for you to actually get that in the copy.
Don't worry, Daniel Bishop was just in here.
I'm speaking Canadian.
All right, so what was your best experience at the con other than being drugged into the bathroom to talk with Julian and I?
Absolutely the feeling of camaraderie. When you find your tribe, the people that you don't have to explain the joke to, you don't have to make excuses for, when you find those people, you're home. And that's what GaryCon is. When you find a gaming convention that actually speaks to you, makes you feel like you're comfortable, you're normal, that's what this is.
Yeah, and that's very powerful. Thank you. That's well done. You got anything to say, Julian?
I got wood just thinking about that. That's pretty excellent.
Thank you.
All right, man. All right. Thank you very much, guys. We'll talk again soon.
All right.
We've got a new victim in the bathroom of shame. I mean, discussion. Clayton Williams, I'm not familiar with you. Clayton, tell us something about yourself.
Love DCC, travel 8 hours from Lansing, Michigan. First time at GaryCon. It's been a blast.
Awesome. So what was the best game you played?
Best game I played?
You don't have to say Daniel because he's standing here.
Daniel just waved his hand at that.
I think I'm just off of a high with just playing at the Gates of Ravenloft in DCC. Chris, I'm sorry, I can't pronounce his last name. Chris L. did a great job.
Chris Lauricella.
Yes, perfect.
Dr. Lauricella.
He did a great job converting it over to DCC. We had a whole bunch of fun, and we feel like we broke it really well. We crushed it as a team, essentially, at the end of the game. Stroud the Vampire and Daniel the Divine battled each other forever and eternity in an alternate dimension that looks like the whale nostril, like huge whale nostril. So
that sounds like a DCC con game, doesn't it?
Chris, I love you. I know you're a good dude, but I think he just said they owned your fucking adventure.
That's you, Tango Bones. Julian is calling you out. Awesome.
Chris is awesome.
Oh, no. I love Chris Lauricella. He's great.
But
and Julian?
Yeah.
Julian Burnick?
Julian Burnick.
Clayton Williams worked on GFA. Gong Farmer.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, we've got a Gong Farmer guy, too.
Oh, yeah. Well,
welcome.
This would be the place. we're in search of night soil right now.
Hey, everybody. We're back in the urine-smelling men's bathroom at GaryCon. And right now I got the man, the legend, Timothy Deshane with me. What's going on, Tim?
Hi, Hobbs. How are you?
I'm fantastic. It's got way better now that I'm in here with you, brother.
I know.
All right, so...
It's not often that, you know, famous OSR podcast hosts ask me to go into the men's room with them.
I like how you made that very specific. So it could maybe be true, but probably not. All right, man. So how's your GaryCon been?
It has been amazing. I've had a pretty good time.
All right, so you're mostly known as a DCC community guy, right, wouldn't you say?
I would think so, yeah.
All right, but mostly you ran Astonishing Swordsman and Sorcerers of Hyperborea. What's up?
I did two games of each, yes. I like to give... I pretty much... You know how I love AS and SH.
As everyone should.
Because it's awesome.
Exactly.
Jeff Talanian's a marvelous fellow. I think his game needs a lot of hype because it's great and... I think the second edition kind of picked it up, and people are starting to play it more often at the con, so...
I think we were talking about that. Other than DCC, it's probably one of the bigger, smaller games, right, that people are playing at cons, especially like an OSR con, right?
It should be, yes. Well, you know, get some Labyrinth Floor, too, and maybe a little Swords and Wizardry, but yeah, I think... From when I talked to Dave Prada today, who edited Astonishing Swordsman, and we had a bunch of events, and I think all of them were sold out. Or had waiting lists. So, I mean, both of my games had seven at the table, which is a pretty good size table.
You're not saying that you would allow people just to walk up when you had a full table and get in on a game, would you?
I totally would do that, yes.
I wish I would have known that. I would have crashed those games then.
I think you did do that.
I really did. All right, so...
But I will say also, I ran, out of all the games, I ran a fantastic DCC Lankmar game with some very notable DCC
luminaries.
People. Luminaries, yes. Both Jen and Bob Brinkman, the Brinkmen. Men plural, Brinkmen.
Yeah. I get you.
Mike Bolum. And most of all, mostly important, Haley Skatch, who is like DCC royalty.
Pretty much, and how did she do in that game?
She did awesome.
As always, right?
As always, yes.
All right, man. Well,
but she did not kill anyone else's player. Character, no.
Which is unusual for her.
She did not kill anyone else's character.
Well, awesome, man. We've got a lot of people to talk to. I appreciate you coming in. Thanks, man.
I love you.
I love you, too. All right, we've got some awesome people here. It's the entire cast of Spellburn, and still Julian, unfortunately. But... thanks for coming in, Jen and Jeff Goad. Yeah. How you guys doing?
Ooh, party in the men's room.
Hell yeah.
I'd like to say Silver Any Award-winning podcast, Spellburn.
And for the record, we are not actually in the men's room. We are in the atrium of the men's room, the foyer.
Oh, yeah, this
atrium.
Place is swanky.
Yes.
Fancy.
And stinky.
And stinky.
Urinal cakes, you know.
Middle of the road.
Well, so you should probably be the one who asked some questions here, Julian. I did Tim Deshane without you, so... You can go for a while, right?
Yeah, it is a party.
He did Tim Deshane in the men's room without me. That's all I'm saying. So,
it's okay. You are a little short, Julian.
Yes.
Okay. I will say quickly,
I
know that Julian's about to ask me, Jeff, what are one of your highlights from GaryCon? So I'll go ahead and answer you preemptively. And one of my highlights, thank you for asking, Hobbs.
No problem.
Was the moment where somebody comes up to me and says, hey,
are you on Spellburn? You sound really familiar. And I said, yes, I am. He's like, cool. Are you Jeff or Julian? So it's nice to be recognized. And
there's only a foot and a half difference.
To have the fans come out to show their love and support.
Oh, so there is a definite benefit to the timber. Got it.
Yes.
Quink,
is that what you call it?
Maybe they were hinting that you guys should be live streaming your podcast so they can actually see your faces.
Ooh, is
that's
that the
next nice
step?
I don't know. You'd still have to edit something in the long run.
So, Jen, what do you want to tell us about DCC Linkmar nonstop playtest running?
Well, Ratsnake works really well as an introductory bit to a Linkmar adventure.
Ratsnake is the Linkmar dice game, right?
Correct. Straight from Liber, and yeah, it's been out for a while. But nobody's really using it or benefiting from it, so I get to essentially introduce two micro rule systems in one.
Is it simple enough to teach to a Hobbs?
I would not go that far.
It depends on the level of mourning, as opposed to the amount of alcohol you've imbibed. It depends on the level of hangover. That's my official answer.
That's probably accurate, but this is SoberCon 2, so I could do it anytime, Jen. Anytime. Right. I would also like to mention that talking about rat snake in the men's bathroom is not a sexual innuendo in any way.
It all's kind of gone that way, so...
I don't know. You know, the stone wall's kind of chilly. It's got that dank feel. It might be in a dungeon of some sort, so...
Sure, we're 3 feet away from people washing their hands right after...
Or not.
We hope.
Or not.
We hope.
Or bravely walking out saying, whatever, man, I make my own rules.
Oh, boy. So you guys won a silver Annie. What's next for Spellburn?
Hopefully another silver Annie.
I'd just like to not be indicted.
Is that in the future?
That's a lofty goal.
One never knows. They're falling like dominoes. That's all I'm saying.
All right, so we got a lot of people to talk to. It's pretty early.
Are you saying?
Get the fuck out.
GTFO.
What happened? I thought you had like the hour with us.
No, I'm leading up to a question. Is there anything you'd like to say on this crazy podcast we're doing right now called?
Hobbs and Spell Friends of the OS Burn.
We're getting that in as many times burn as we can, guys. So, yeah.
We also did a Glow Spell and Friends Burn of the Burn Burn or
whoa
something. Yes, that was great.
That's a little too burnic.
All right. Too burnic. All right. So, Jeff, yeah.
Thank you. Somebody had to laugh at my cheap-ass jokes. I'm sober. It sucks. Are we done now?
No, I'm asking if you have anything, any last words that you want to say to anybody. I mean, not that you're dying or anything, but on this show.
We hope not. Thank you for going morbid.
It's been a good life. You know, I love you all. I will never forget all that you guys have done for me. And I wish you all the best moving forward.
And Bob gets all my stuff.
Awesome last words, y'all. Fortunately, we have them recorded for posterity. All right, we just found a guy who actually washes his hands after going to the bathroom. It's none other than the Coleman Show. Aaron Coleman, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man, I got clean hands. Clean hands.
I feel like Aaron is redoing his Muppet character from the game we played last night, and he's just keeping it going because it was very popular. What's up, Julian? What do you think?
I think Aaron Coleman comes from Minnesota, which is the greatest state in the union. And I just want to say don't let that out because I don't want everybody moving there. But, you know, yeah, because keep it real in Minnesota. It's a little cold. Anyway, Coleman, what do you got to tell us about GaryCon this year?
Oh, good times. Good times. Met some other Muppets. And all kind of, it's hard to visualize verbally.
How did you feel about your Zweihander game?
The game itself, not the most impressive GM, but lots of learning happened.
Did you like the system?
I do like the system. I was hoping to not have to look things up and that the guy could just, you know, feed me information, but it was good.
Sometimes people, it is hard to GM at cons, especially with a new system. So I do not belabor the point that you should never look anything up, but I can also understand as a player that you'd like to get more gaming in, right?
Yeah, but I was very happy. My goal was to learn more about the game. It's a 2-hour or 4-hour mission, so be it. But get ready to crank that out for some Minnesotans.
All right, so Mr. Coleman here missed a few Gary Cons, and he came back, like, I don't know, 50 pounds lighter. So were you on a Gary Con diet, and did it help you lose a lot of weight?
No, I was not on a Gary Con specific diet, although that Gary Con we met, number 7, my child was conceived either immediately before or after, and that might have just jump-started some sort of metabolic change.
So you're saying you and I conceived your child at Gary Con 7?
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm not disagreeing with that at all.
I neither acknowledge or deny.
I'm just not sure.
All right.
He wasn't allowed there for when he was born, so I'm not even sure if she's the mom or if you're the mom.
I thought I was the dad, Aaron.
Well, that would have been snug.
If I was the mom,
that would explain the weight loss.
Exactly. I knew we would come to a conclusion eventually in this conversation. All right, so we got a lot of guys to get through. You got any last words you want to say?
That was easy!
And we're back in the bathroom at Gary Con, and today we have the sultriest voice that's ever been on the best podcast of all time, Jose Licario. How you doing, Jose?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Hobbs?
I'm great, and that guy is getting closer to the mic than anyone has yet. Unfortunately, I'm holding it at my waist.
He loves to make love to the mic. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, I better ask you a question, huh? All right, so this is your first con, right? And what do you think about that?
I think it's been a lot of fun. It's been great. I've met a lot of people. It's nice to put faces to names and to really kind of get involved in a personal level with all these people that I've only seen online.
Now, tell the truth. I'm taller than you thought I was.
Most people won't know this, but he's actually about 8 inches taller than Hobbs. I mean, it looks different when you see him, but once you're in front of him, Burnick is a giant of a man. He's a giant.
Well, like, this is a return of the DCC episode on Hobbs and Friends, and I think you had a name for this guy. What was it?
Lord Burnick. Oh,
yeah. I like it just as much now as I did then.
Awesome. This is actually Jose's sweet-ass mic that we're doing this on in the bathroom with all these crazy people. Jose, I know you didn't play a lot of games because some guy told you not to get on the grid games, right?
Yeah.
But, like, what do you think, like, what was one of your best experiences or the best game you played or a story about one of the games or something?
I enjoyed playing Metamorphosis Alpha with Jim Ward and seeing Errol Otis at the table with me. That was a lot of fun. I mean, I've always admired his art, and getting to be 2 people away from him was very cool. But my best moment was getting Zeb Cook to sign my second edition player's handbook. I'm a big fan of second edition, so that was great.
That's pretty awesome. I really thought you were going to say how much you enjoyed Shaft Longleaf.
He was my second favorite thing, and everything else was first.
Well put.
First, last.
Well put.
All right, so Jose, or Julian, you've been kind of quiet. Do you have anything about a game you want to talk about?
I just want to have a special shout to the dudes who played in my Cunning Crown and Magil Scar game today at 2 o'clock. They were the old schoolest of the old school, and they bought it. Has a PvP thing, and they went frickin' at it. At the very, very end, they went kind of hammer and tongs, and I thought, like, oh, it's so cool that you guys can, you know, come and play at a place together and, you know, do this together and stuff. And the two guys who were still there were like, oh, yeah, we never seen those other two guys before. But it was just like they had the spirit of camaraderie and everybody was talking the same language. And I thought that all 5 of them were all, you know, friends from the same group over there.
Yeah, that's awesome when
and
you come to it.
And they just got into it. And it was just so it was excellent. And that's kind of a typical thing, you know. I mean, it was.
It's rather usual. You think that people all know each other. You get there, oh, no, we've never seen each other. But the game kind of builds that camaraderie and the companionship. And I think that's why a lot of us play it. What do you think, Jose?
I think it's the same. I think once you're in a room with people, it's a lot different than playing online. There's a social element that you don't get unless you're with a person, and it really does bring out kind of that, like you said, that camaraderie between people you may not even know, but when you see them later, you'll shake their hand and really appreciate that you got to play with them.
C is for corruption.
Absolutely. Well, thanks a lot, Jose, buddy. I'll talk to you soon.
Take it easy, bud.
All right, we got the biggest cusser at Gary Con here. It's none other than Brandon LaSalle.
Hey!
You guys.
Was that a cuss?
No.
I'm speechless.
This is beast mode.
Fuck. All right, so Brendan.
Yes, sir.
How many Gary Cons have you been to?
This is my seventh.
All right.
Sixth? I really check. I don't know.
I think seven.
Six or seven.
Where would you place this Gary Con on the list of Gary Cons that you've been to?
Second.
And why is that?
Because I've had nothing but extraordinary games here, but it wasn't life-changing like Gary Con 7 was, which changed not only how I write games, but how I read fiction.
Okay, you want to tell us what this life-changing event was?
It was the combination of the game that I ran on my Thursday night plus the book that I was reading at the time. The two of those things came together to make me really think about how I read versus how I run role-playing games, and it, long story short, changed my life. That's all I can say.
I've got to say, this is a much deeper conversation than I've ever had in a bathroom foyer in my life.
Well, obviously, you've never been to Indiana.
Most of the time he's not doing talking when he's in the bathroom with four other guys.
Now I get it with the voice. I didn't get it when I saw you earlier. That's so messed up. I'm so sorry.
All right, Brendan, that was awesome, man.
Thank you.
Do you have any, like, tell us one thing that happened during this con that you really enjoy? I mean, I don't want it to be life-changing, obviously.
I have had two players who my game was their second ever role-playing game event, and in both cases they both did a fantastic job. I feel like I saw a couple people who, like, bloom today and sort of like wake up into the leave some bullshit behind and become the role players that they could become. And I was proud to have been a part of that on absolutely any level. Also, I want to say thank y'all to all attendees and to everybody who keeps the Gary Con spirit alive 365, 24/7. I have them beloved. I'm so happy y'all are people who showed up are here, and thank you for everything you've done, and thank you for supporting Hobbs and Friends.
And
of the burn. Now, one last question.
Sure.
Then we're going to get off your case.
By all means.
If Hobbs was an X-Crawl DJ, what would his DJ name be?
Hobbs would be DJ Drags His Face Across the Floor.
I still don't know what that means either. What the
it's
fuck?
It's cool. Trust me. When it gets published, you'll see.
Can't wait.
Y'all. Seriously.
All right. Well, thanks, Brendan. I appreciate it. I think he's going to poop in the corner. All right, everybody.
Hey, wait a minute, man. I didn't do anything.
All right. All right, everybody. We're back in the bathroom foyer for our show, and we got none other than one of the best podcasters of all time on Save or Die. I'm just kidding. It's Sean P. Kelly from Sean P. Kelly from Gaming NBS, man. What's up, Sean?
What is going on, Hubs? It's Scott Hubs. I knew you before you were Jason Hobbs.
I'm not sure what that means either.
Scott Hubs.
You kept all famous. Is this Tenkar? You kept telling me he was Tenkar.
I was looking for Tenkar, but all I found was Rachel, and somehow Sean P. Kelly was with her. So
Julian has been my favorite guest on your show.
Really?
Yeah.
Not Jose? Jose's here lurking.
Well, Jose gave me grief because that one time.
The incident.
Do you remember?
Do you remember?
About what? No, tell us.
Did I call you the wrong name on our show?
Oh, remember the Carlos.
Carlos!
Oh, do you mean Carlos?
That was you, motherfucker!
Oh, no. There's a brawl going down right now in the bathroom. Jose's he's now DJ dragging his face across the floor.
So then Jose...
he's got a bar stool!
Jose was on your show.
And then
and then he ripped me apart for that.
Calling you Carlos? Or are you calling him Carlos? Yeah. I'm surprised. I can't believe he would do anything like that.
I actually don't remember any of that.
I was so drunk the time I was on your show, Hobbs. I remember nothing that I said.
I agree. I agree with that statement.
I have a history of that, actually.
But Julian was the best because he came on the show, and then I think he's like, oh, I thought this was Gaming NBS.
Oh, that's why he liked it.
Doom props.
Yes.
That was one of the better burns ever. Way better than anything Julian has ever. Oh, no, I guess you did say it, Julian.
Burns.
The best burns ever.
And the show comes around in a circle once again. All right, so.
Is this an entire show you're doing from the bathroom at Gary Con?
Well, it's the best sound in here other than the flushing. Sean doesn't know what to say.
He's got nothing.
But what if somebody drops a load in here?
A load of what?
Plenty of loads dropped into that mic tonight.
I guess it can't be any worse.
Garbage.
What? Say it again. There's no way, guy.
There were plenty of loads dropped into this mic tonight.
Fucking Licario. All right, Sean. So we're kind of talking about GaryCon 10. We're celebrating it in the men's bathroom where it should be done. You got any like good memories or anything about this?
It was about your brother.
Oh my God! Here we go. It's a story about the mysterious M. Hobbs.
If it's not one Hobbs, it's the other Hobbs.
Oh my God! You play RPGs and you always set a watch, and every time something happens during a watch, somebody usually wakes up the entire party, but not Hobbs's brother. Nope.
We play games a little different around my parts.
Apparently. So what happened was something happened, and Beatty was running it, Dark Trails. So what do you do? Nothing.
I mean, like, he just quit the game?
No, he just said, I'm not going to do anything. Something happened. There was an encounter. Bad things came in, abducted children, babies, and women.
Right there where you guys were at watch?
While we were sleeping.
In the same place?
Yes!
In the church?
Well, no. It was like that. It was in the same town. It was in a western town. Right? In the town that occurred. We were holed up in a church.
But deep down, didn't you feel like your character kind of opened his eye, kind of saw it happening?
I asked Beatty. I said, did anybody wake up? Did anybody notice this? No. I'm like, great. Okay. So afterwards, we get up in the morning. I said, how'd it go on the watch? And he said, well, something happened. He had gunshots go off. And then somebody screamed. And I said, well, why didn't you wake anybody up? He says, because I was sticking to the plan. I go, what plan are you talking about? He's like, we were going to wake up and, like, you know, follow them into the woods, which we didn't want to do, of course, in the middle of the night. But I said, oh, God, I'm going to bust your balls till the end of time for doing this.
My balls?
No, his.
Whose balls are you busting?
I bust yours because it's your brother.
I didn't make him.
Feel it in one.
All right, so that was a very interesting story.
Oh, my God.
Is there anything else?
That was hilarious. Who
was the best GM that killed your character at this con?
Did you?
That might be a loaded question.
Was this the friendly fire thing that happened last night? No, I heard about?
No, that was a different time.
Somebody asked me what games I played, and I went, well, I played in Brett's Wraith game. I played in Beatty's Dark Trails game. I played in, you know, Brett's son's game, and I'm like, I think there was another one in there somewhere.
It's very unremarkable.
Nothing happened that he can remember.
I think I got killed so quickly, I just had wiped it from my memory. It was so short.
It kind of reminds me of that Western miniature game that you played for like an hour and a half. You had two characters.
I forgot about that game, too.
Before they died, did you get a shot off or anything?
I didn't, no. If you really want to rub it in, keep...
I'm just kidding.
And we won, though. But yes. I left, and I didn't know that.
Do you think it was maybe the other teammates on your team?
Oh, God, this is so hard for me to just talk about on this show. Yes, this guy's dying over here. Yes, Hobbs was on my team. He did really awesome. Way to go, Hobbs. Thank you.
So I might have, like, shot my gun in a Western game and before I got killed.
Shot your gun in a Western game, yes.
I did get my load off. All right. Is there any last words?
I don't know. I'm just glad to be here with amongst everybody here.
Thanks so much for coming in, Sean. I hope you know we all love you as manly as we can possibly say that.
I would like to say one thing. You have the most magnificent hair I've ever seen. I'm not lying. I really think it's amazing. I'm bald, so the watermark's kind of low, but still, you have fantastic hair.
I'm truly humbled. Thank you.
He's humbled by that, but not by me saying he loved.
But what? By you saying what?
GTFO, get out of here.
Okay.
This show is falling fast. I don't.
I love Hobbs. I love him. He's my bestest friend.
All right, we're back. So it was very difficult for us to find anyone to follow Sean P. Kelly, but we might have done it. It is the English contingent. Is that what you guys would? Is that you guys sound like wrestlers?
Hobbs, why am I standing in the loo talking to you?
Because we're like famous. And Jared Crater is sneaking in here. I'm not sure what's happening.
Bathroom again, Hobbs.
All right. All right. Someone. Security. Security. No, I'm just kidding. All right. So we got Issa Bilal. I've never met you, I don't think.
No, I haven't met you. I'm Issa Bilal. I'm from Leicester in England.
I kind of wish I'd met you sooner, man. Already.
That's all right.
And we got Bruce, the man, Cunnington. What's going on, Bruce?
I'm good. Yeah. How you doing, Hobbs?
I'm great. So is this the first GaryCon for both of you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you guys fly here together?
Yeah.
No.
Separate flights, but it was a joint trip.
So
it was intimate. It was very, very special.
Yeah.
I was hoping that we'd get something like this. We're really digging deep in the bathroom right now.
Yeah, on cultural exchange evening.
That's
my most burning question is, what do you call the do you call it the bathroom in the UK or the loo?
How is this in the loo? There's no bath in there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Well, how is that theory, bathroom?
Most of the time, there's no loo in there either.
People do, in theory, wash in there, but it's kind of, as we see tonight, it's about 50-50, actually.
Yeah, you go to the Kazi, right? You're looking at me gone out, man. Kazi? The loo?
Kazi. Yeah, you go
okay. I thought we were talking gaming.
The ball.
I thought so, too, but all I'm talking about is Lou, Kazi, and Jose's
called a cultural exchange, what we do.
You've heard of the bog? You go to the bog?
I've got some warm English beer out.
All right, well, this is fantastic. All right, so this is my question for you guys. We're at a convention. Oh, wait a second.
Issa ran his first convention game here at GaryCon yesterday?
Yes, I did.
That was awesome.
But he was running the wrong game.
Oh, well, it was 5th edition D&D, which, you know, it's I needed to keep the characters alive, so it's 5th edition D&D. So, but I was flying afterwards, absolutely flying. Yeah, it was really, really
fun. That's fantastic. I'd like to say that there is no bad, wrong fun in gaming, especially at GaryCon. So even though we were just messing around, I mean, there's nothing wrong with 5th edition, unless Sean P. Kelly is in the game. He's like, I'm out of here.
If I leave, then I know I won't get ripped on. That's, I'm standing here.
That's not true. Every person.
Jose wants to go back to stroking your hair, so please.
All right, so my question was, how would you guys compare this convention to conventions in England or London or wherever you are?
Compared to something like Dragon Meat is probably the closest equivalent we've got. We get some celebs. I got to meet Ken Hite and Ian Livingstone in December. Probably the closest equivalent. Our UK Games Expo is probably your Gen Con equivalent. But both events, comparably, are a lot smaller in the UK.
So just that's why you come and that's what you'd compare it, the celebrities?
This is Lake Geneva. This is ground zero for D&D. So that's why we're here. I'm a DCC fan. So I'm here to hang out with my buddies. People I've met before, people are just internet faces to me, including your good self.
Well, thank you, but not Julian, right?
Let's see how tomorrow's game goes before. I do that.
What do you think about that?
I was just going to add to that. In terms of conventions, I've not really been to many conventions at all. I think I just popped along to one of Bruce's games once upon a time in UK Expo. But this really is my first proper convention, so I've chosen Gen Con to come along to and Gen Con to run a game at. I think what's really appealed to me here is that the fact that it's Lake Geneva, and I started playing Redbox in 1983, and I just stare at the names of the authors, I'd look at the addresses of the backs of the modules, and I think they're magical places. You know, to me, they were just far and away, and I'm never ever going to be here. And here I am, I'm 47 tomorrow. And I've come to the place where it's a pilgrimage for me.
That's what I was thinking. It sounded almost like a pilgrimage. Right. Yeah, for us.
We went to Gary's old house on 330 Center Street, and we're just goofing off just like.
We all do, right, Julian?
Yeah. Well, I don't. They don't let me in town anymore. I got a restraining order.
He can't get within 500 feet of the lady that lives at Gary Kahn's house, even though she's not really.
It's a woman who works in the museum in the town. It was the first time. Anyway, it's a long story. ask Carnes and Bohady and Trevor about it.
That's a good. Maybe we'll bring them in here and ask them on the air. All right. So you guys have like any favorite memories or moments that happened at Gary Kahn this year that you want to share?
Definitely. I was very, very lucky enough to be invited by Bruce Hurd to have lunch with him. Me and Bruce Cunnington here went along and had lunch with Bruce Hurd in the next door pub, and he was very, very kind. He offered to take us on a tour of Lake Geneva, the old TSR haunts, the old warehouse, and the Lake Geneva Games, and Gary's old manor house, and that big thing by the lake. Oh, it was a real trip. You know, this for me was Bruce Hurd. He's a TSR hero. I was just so lucky.
Yeah, I think that's true. That's a really cool thing that the old grognards are very approachable, and they're more than willing to share what they know with everyone they meet, even guys from England, right?
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding about it that way. What about you? You had any good stories?
I mean, meeting the old TSR old guard is awesome. But the other end of the spectrum as well, getting to sit down and roll dice with Dave Beatty after so long, finally actually playing some dark trails with the guy who's working on it. Just hanging out, drinking some beers, and it's the social thing. It's about the people.
I totally agree. I didn't really get an opportunity to talk with you, Izza, but thank you for coming in here. I talked to you a lot, and it wasn't too much, though. It was great, man.
Yeah,
I really appreciate it. Thanks for coming in, you guys.
All right. Take care. See you around. Cheers, Hobbs.
All right, everybody. We're back in the foyer bathroom with the man, the legend, Tim. What's up, buddy?
No, the legend is David Beatty, who's standing right next to me.
That's true. We love you, David. How you doing, man?
Why are you not wearing any pants, Hobbs?
Well, I can't help myself. I mean, are pants really necessary?
Just because you have your own podcast doesn't mean you don't have to wear pants when you are at a con. You need to put your pants on.
Well, that was Julian's excuse.
I am wearing pants of a sort.
What the fuck does that mean?
I just want people to know that David Beatty is like the southern Tim DeShane, and I am the northern David Beatty. And he's my hero.
I think we got any mezcal for David Beatty? Because he kind of sounded...
No, I'm drinking chocolate mint whiskey at 60 proof. You're welcome to have a swig if you want.
I'll probably skip it. All right, so believe it or not, a lot of people have been mentioning David Beatty while we've been in this bathroom. We ask them, what are they thinking about? And they say, this place really reminds me of David Beatty.
Well, my name often is associated with dry tuggers.
All right, David. How many of these Gary Cons have you been coming to?
I honestly don't know, Hobbs. I would say probably 4 or 5.
All right, that's a lot. I mean, that's legit. Which one, what would you rate your top Gary Con? Where does this one fit into that list?
Today, I would say that this is the top Gary Con because you're standing here with no pants and Tim DeShane is flexing at me and my nipples are getting really hard.
I'm pretty sure we've done that every Gary Con.
That could be the case, but this is the only one I remember.
The only way this could get better is if we could somehow get Jez Gordon here right now.
Jez, I mean, we could give him a call. I've got him on speed dial. No, I'm just lying about that part. So a lot of people are talking about dark trails. You want to say anything about it?
Go to www.darktrailsrpg.com and take a look at it. And if you think you dig it, then go to G+ or Facebook, join the groups, keep up with it. And if you're at a con where I'm running something, hit me up and we'll get some fun going. And if you know what I mean.
Julian, man, what do you got for him?
Now my pants status has changed.
We had a wardrobe rearrangement for Julian. Oh, no, we've just been crashed by, and Jose doesn't have pants on.
Short pants, it's good enough.
He's sneezing.
They're only good enough, Jose, when it, actually covers the...
It's the bottom half of the pants, so it's kind of weird.
I won't say anything. Nobody else is going to say anything. I will say it's a baby's arm with an apple on the end of it.
Half the time, I have no idea what David Beatty is saying.
I don't understand that. Honestly, I didn't.
I didn't, because I'm the northern David Beatty.
Could you please translate, sir?
All right, so how many games did you run?
I ran 3, and all 3 were off the books. And Jarrett Crater is creeping up on me, and it's kind of making me feel very uncomfortable.
Which has also happened every Gary Con. Jarrett Crater, get in here, buddy.
Remember the $6 million man when he fought Bigfoot? That's fucking Bigfoot right there.
Bigfoot has been in the scene in the bathroom, and he will not speak. Bigfoot is mute.
Also one of the nicest guys that you'll ever meet, even though he might not look on his face at most times.
He does not look like the nicest guy you'll ever meet.
He's a fucking sweetheart.
Oh, absolutely. Sorry, almost everybody is.
Can I drop F-bombs on your podcast?
That's bullshit, you motherfucker. All right. So, Mr. Beatty, we appreciate you coming in. Any good stories from, those 3 games that you want to talk about?
Yeah, we'll talk about actually Saturday night's game, which was an all-star cast. Everybody from Jeff Go to who else
did Steven Newton played.
Steven Newton. Who else? You were probably more sober than I was. I had eight guys. They were all DCC aficionados, and it was just fluid. It was almost like we were all naked together and lubed up, and we were just working. And the friction was amazing. I mean, there were sparks that were actually flying. And it was a true testament to what Dark Trails can really be.
How did it compare to the Twister game afterwards?
Naked Twister is something that everybody at a con agrees not to talk about. They're signed affidavits, so I can't really say anything about
Jesus,
that.
Jesus, Hobbs!
Yeah, we may have to cut that part. Sorry, guys. Well, thanks a lot, David. Any last words?
You suck.
Thank you. All right, it seems that someone else has taken over the mic here. So let's go.
Okay, Hobbs, what was the most OSR moment you've had in this entire con?
I would have to say Shaft Longleaf doesn't really talk about the moments that he's had at the con, but there was a moment when I killed two-player characters on accident with Friendly Fire. And then remembered I was playing a mage as well and cast Sleep and ended the fight after I killed the other two players.
And literally, I'm in a room packing up my stuff from the game I run, and two guys walk in there, and they're like, how'd your game go? That was pretty good. How'd your game go? And they're like, fucking Hobbs.
If you had to rate your DM/GMs, which one was the best?
Well, that is a very difficult, difficult thing for me to answer because I had awesome GMs the whole time I was here. I mean, I had Greg Gillespie. I think maybe that was it. No, I'm just kidding. I played Astonishing Swordsman and Sorcerers with the man, the Northern David Beatty. Tim.
Deshane. If you had to rate the sexiest of them all, who would that be?
Well, I didn't have a game with Julian, so I can't say that. Oh, I did play in a game with Brett Blazinski. Thank you, Art. It was awesome seeing you, man. I'll talk to you. See, people, even the fans can find me in the bathroom. I'm completely sorry. I forgot the question.
Everybody knows where to look for Jason Hobbs.
In the bathroom with other men.
Was this my ASSH game with you? Was that the first time you played Astonishing Swordsman?
No, I've actually played with Donovan Chaney a couple times. Chainsaw is who that is. I've played with him a couple times. But other than that, that is the extent of my knowledge of ASSNH. And it's kind of a long name.
Yeah, it is. Chainsaw and I are both kind of, celebrity DMs. I'd say Chainsaw is probably a little more famous, maybe.
Not on this podcast, sir.
But I think maybe Chainsaw should be on the podcast because he's kind of a big deal.
Well, he is. I'm supposed to schedule with Jeff Talanian, and I'm probably going to have Donovan on at the same time.
I think I should probably be on at the same time as them as well.
Who am I speaking to again?
My name is Tim Deshane, the Northern David Beatty.
You didn't ask me a question when you gave me the mic.
Oh. Well, just say something.
All right, then. I had said, this is awesome. I think we're going to do one more. Here comes Julian.
We'd like to thank everybody for listening to Hobbs and Friends of the Spell Burn of the OSR, something like that.
Rules.
Wait, are you doing one more?
I think Brett.
Oh, we're doing. Is Brett coming or what?
That's what Sean said.
Okay, turn that shit off for a second.
Julian is fading fast, people. All right, we've got the mother of Gary Conn herself, Brenda Wolf, in the house. This isn't the first men's bathroom you've been in, is it, Brenda?
Not even close.
But it's probably the best accompaniment you've had in the men's bathroom. Is that true?
As far as I can remember.
And how long ago can you remember, like last night?
I remember pretty far.
All right, so you were in a BX game as a cleric, and you had a pretty classic methodology of turning. Like, the GM is an asshole, and he would make you say, like, what do you say when you're doing a turn undead? Do you want to reenact that moment for us?
I don't know what kind of show this is, so I might have to be a little careful, but with my cigarette in my mouth, I'm going to say,
get the frick out.
That was pretty good, and the turn was quite successful, and I think she saved everyone with that. What did you think, Jose?
I thought it was beautiful. Emphysema's never sounded so sexy.
Oh, that's very sweet. Thank you.
So, Brenda, yes. I mean, you're one of the rare wives that play in the games. What do you think we need to do in the OSR and the gaming community to bring more wives into games and men's bathrooms?
In the games and men's bathrooms. Well, I think you're doing a great job so far of being very inclusive. I mean, I haven't gotten kicked out of the men's bathroom yet, so you must be doing something right. Keep up the good work.
And what about the games? How do we bring more ladies into the games?
Well, you can stop assuming that the gender is always male. That's kind of helpful.
Do we need more of them married to Paul Wolf?
More of them married to Paul Wolf? That's a start. That's a start.
She-Wolf.
I can believe that. Julian, you got any questions?
No, I was going to riff on the names of the porters and the bishop, but we already did that again. So, yeah, no, I'm good.
Yeah, we had a really, really good time with our porter Hobbs. Yeah, he was almost better than the original, I would say.
Well, he survived, so that means he is better.
He did survive and became a prophet, so...
That was number two,
yeah.
Number one
Sorry.
Died in the first round of combat.
All right,
you were supposed to say that!
I don't think that we should be arguing about number one and number two in the men's bathroom. Anything, Jose?
No, I think you covered it.
All right, well, thanks for coming in, Brenda.
All right, no problem.
And that's the end of the GaryCon 2018 bathroom interviews. We hope you've enjoyed this production of Hobbs and Friends of the OSR and Spellburn. Have a lovely day and play some great games.